The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service by the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. Now, here's today's show.
Welcome, nonprofit community. So wonderful to have you joining us today. And smart, because we have a great guest to listen to for the next few minutes. I know how important it is to help a nonprofit, and hopefully today this one will ring your chime and maybe you'll want to volunteer for the Cool Clothes Closet out in Delray. I want to thank, first of all, Spirit of Giving Network for hosting and sponsoring this show, because it is so important to hear good news and good works of so many nonprofits that we might not normally hear about in the news or know what they're doing, but they work tirelessly day and night to help our community, to make it a better place to live. And I'm so grateful that every week I get to participate and listen to so many wonderful nonprofits as they do the work that they do. But today we have Linda Walsh, and she's with the Cool Clothes Closet in Delray Beach. She came all the way from Boynton Beach to tell us about her nonprofit and how it got started, and can't wait to hear. And again, Linda, I want to thank you for coming out and giving us a chance to hear about what you do. So thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm so grateful. Listen, tell me, Linda, I love the name. It's catchy. Cool Clothes Closet. Kind of hard to say three times real fast. Cool Clothes. I can't even do it, but it's catchy, and that's what's important. How did you come up with that name?
Well, it took a little while because many of the names are taken. So I just kept, I wanted to, you know, convey the idea that the clothes are cool, that they're modern, and that the kids would like them. And that's how it came about.
It's funny, the word cool, I guess it shows our age, because growing up many, many years ago, that was the word we always used. You know, it's cool.
Well, I checked with some young people.
Tell me, what did they say?
They said it's cool.
Oh, okay. It wasn't like, oh, geez.
No, they said that was a good name. So that's what we went with.
They can remember it.
They use it.
Yeah. Well, so why do they use it? What's going on? How did you come up with this idea?
Well, I was a guardian at Litem in West Palm Beach, and the clients I had were actually infants, but I would go with the mothers and all the advocates to court, and in the course of doing that, I would see teenagers coming in just horrible, dirty clothing, and they did have clothes at the West Palm Beach courthouse for the kids, but of course these were only the kids who came to court because they were abused or neglected, and this was only during court hours. So I worked with that a little bit, and then I realized that there was nothing in South County like that, and it's hard to get to West Palm Beach if you don't have a car. So my boyfriend, who since passed away, Alvin mm-hmm. Schiff, and I decided to try to start something in South County. And for approximately a year, he called every temple, every church, every municipal building, and we were really running into a dead end. And then fortunately, I was speaking with a very, very dear friend of mine mm-hmm. who I know since third grade, who has been very, very successful in life. And he has the Foxman Family Foundation. And he said, well, why don't you rent someplace? And we said, okay. So we went around and we found one large room. And that's where the closets got started. And we just started asking friends and family for clothes if you're going through your closet and you're not using anything. And pretty soon we had a whole garage full of clothing. And my sister's boyfriend, Albert Varelli, set up the racks and did like all the handiwork. And we painted this one room and set it up like a store and as much like a boutique as possible. And the concept was to make this as much as an upscale boutique as possible, because I felt that the shopping experience itself was as important as the clothing. And because of that, I have beautiful shopping bags, designer shopping bags that we give the kids. And we give them personalized service as much as we can. We try to guide them and, steer them to appropriate outfits. So we had this one-room store, and we started contacting the Boys and Girls Clubs, Milagro Center, the various social agencies. And I think the first year that we were there, we served about 100 kids. The second year, it went up to 300 kids. And then there were a few newspaper articles about us, and we started getting so many donations that we had to get a storage locker. Then we had to get two storage lockers. And it was growing so that we really couldn't accommodate as many kids, because 15, 20 kids would come at once in this one room. So last June, we moved to a 9-room house that we now rent, and that's worked out better. So we have fabulous donations. I mean, these are really top-notch clothes from size 0 to size 3X, 4X for both boys and girls. We have shoes, we have purses, belts, hats, anything the kids, purses, anything the kids might need. And this year so far, we've given clothes, regular clothes, to about 450 kids. And we're just now in the midst of our prom dress giveaway. And this is our third annual. This came about in our second year. There was a Haitian high school in Del Rey, and they called me and asked me if I had any prom dresses. Well, I didn't, and I had been offered prom dresses, and I said, you know, I really don't have enough room for them because it's a small space and they take up a lot of room. But they said, well, they're having their prom, and I said, well, I'll see what I can do. And I started asking around, and all of a sudden, I had 300 beautiful prom dresses. And we had our first event. And I think, again, we gave away about 120 prom dresses at that point. Then last year, we partnered with the Delray Park District. And we had the dresses in Delray in one of their park buildings. Then we took it to West Palm Beach, and then we took it to Belgrade. But that was really too much, that we cannot transport these dresses. So now that we have our bigger store, we have all the dresses in our store, and we're going to have them hanging for another month. And so far, we've given about 85 prom dresses. And then last year, Mark Russell, who makes custom-made clothing for men, contacted us from the website and said he would like to participate. And he has given us tuxedos. Last year, he came and custom hemmed pants for the boys. And so far, we've had about, I don't know, 5 tuxedos given away this far this year. But we have beautiful regular men's suits also, and the shirts and cufflinks and whatever you need, formal shoes for the boys. Many of the boys say that's their first pair of formal shoes, in other words, not gym shoes.
Just regular shoes.
My gosh.
Did you ever think?
No, it's really growing, and it's really the prom dresses are really kind of fun, because you know, maybe the girls try on like 6-7 dresses and then they're starting to get discouraged. And then you find the perfect dress. And they put that on and it's really magical.
Wow. It's, now, do they, is it a rental? Like they rent a dress and bring it back?
It's they're given, the everything is always free. Huh. Every single thing we give away is free.
And they don't have to give it back. It's theirs.
It is theirs. Yes, to keep.
Probably the first time that they've had, obviously, their own prom dress.
But right. Just... And we also, eighth graders also have, like, graduation parties. We get a lot of eighth graders. And some girls, you know, want something very, very glamorous. Other girls want something very covered up. And a couple of boys wanted to wear their suits out the door. They didn't want to take them off. Yeah.
Yeah. Do they have to, is there any qualification? Like, can anybody just, any student walk in the front door and just shop? They don't have to show any kind of need or?
Yes. Now, I find that people who don't need to come there really don't. Many are brought by social workers. Again, the Boys and Girls Club will bring, you know, a whole busload of kids. I'd actually like to get more of the Boys and Girls Clubs to come and partake. There are groups from the park districts come. But many social agencies, Agency for Caregiving Youths, Henderson Mental Health, Vision Quest, Vita Nova, which is for the youth that age out of foster care. They're all, they just come. There's no paperwork. We just try to keep it as grassroots as we possibly can.
That's a good word.
Yeah. Yeah.
So where do you see this going? Obviously, you didn't think it was going to this point. Do you see more growth? Do you see that you're pretty set in your nine-room home?
Well, I think the nine-room home is working out well. Where we would like to grow is to reach more kids who need the service.
So how do we do that? Who do we talk to? Who do you, is there somebody we can give a shout-out to let them know about you? Or?
Well, I think I need an intern, a young person who knows social media and who knows marketing and who can reach the kids on their level. I'm, you know, I'm not very good with social media.
Yeah, I know. That's a sticking point for our generation.
Right.
What? But they all live by it, don't they?
They do.
And the word is out that it's cool to come to you because obviously you make them feel comfortable, not stigmatized. It's, they're respected, it sounds like, when they come in with
very
dignity.
Much so.
And there's no difference between them and anyone else, except they get to have this great shopping experience. And with a shopping bag.
Right.
You know, so kudos to that, because it could be a difficult situation.
Well, some of the kids have not had a lot of help putting their outfits together. They come from difficult backgrounds. And we try to, you know, guide them as best we can. A lot of the kids are coming in for clothes to wear for job interviews. And they really don't know what's appropriate. So we, as I said, try to, you know, steer them in the right way. But, of course, they have minds of their own and like what they like. And we respect that also.
So how do people know to... about the donations? It sounds like you're getting quite a few.
We get lots of donations. As I said, there have been several newspaper stories about us. And then there's word of mouth. And then there's some organizations that actually give us some clothes. Dillard's gave us 12 prom dresses this year.
Yay, Dillard's.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So really, it's word of mouth is stepping forward big time for
you. Word of mouth, yes. And people keep coming back. There's one lady who has a business that organizes people who are moving. And, of course, they're giving away lots of clothes. She brings me large donations quite often.
What a great connection.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, there's not that many places anymore that, I mean, you can't have a garage sale in most of our communities. And, you know, the same with books. There's not that many places anymore that you can give very good quality pieces that you have in your home if you're moving.
Right.
So, hey.
I've met some really lovely people doing this. Very kind.
Oh.
Nice people.
And what did it take to start up a nonprofit? That's a lot of work in itself.
That's a lot of work. Well, as I said, I mean, once we were able to rent a space, you know, then we could really get going with it. The major work is sorting out the clothes.
Oh, yeah, the sizes.
The sizes, girls, boys, the sizes. We also get a lot of winter clothes because that's what people, you know, don't need in Florida. And that was a problem because clothes we don't want, we were sending to Haiti. Some we send to Cuba, but of course they don't want winter clothes either. So I have now made a connection with people who work with the itinerant workers, like in Belgrade. And they need warm clothes because they travel.
Oh, interesting.
So we separate out the warm clothes, and this gentleman takes them out there.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you don't need winter clothes.
Yeah, that's really a good connection.
Oh, my God. Well, that is very interesting. Well, Linda, thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to hear more about how we can help the clothes closet.
Good.
Thanks so much.
I was visiting my 75-year-old aunt the other day when her phone rang.
Hello? It's you again.
She seemed nervous. Uh-huh.
Well, I don't think I need any more life insurance.
The caller was doing a great job keeping my aunt on the line.
Okay, so you need my credit card number?
My aunt went to get her purse, so I decided that I would ask a few questions. Well, as soon as I introduced myself, the caller hung up.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Recognizing the signs of fraud can be difficult for older people. Often they're very trusting and consider it impolite to hang up. The National Crime Prevention Council wants to educate seniors so that these scams can be reported to local law enforcement agencies.
Financial fraud can include identity theft, fake check and wire transfer scams, investment and credit card fraud, and online charitable solicitations. Unfortunately, only 1 in 5 of these crimes are reported. To learn more, go to ncpc.org/seniors. That's ncpc.org/seniors. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Department of Justice.
Welcome back. I'm Kara Zimmerman, and I have the great pleasure of meeting a fellow Chicagoan, Linda Walsh, from Cool Clothes Closet in Delray. And again, thanks to Spirit of Giving for allowing us to have this show. And we were just talking about this incredible organization that started with seeing children not clothed very well coming into court, and how that small idea has now brought you to a 9-room home filled with clothes where children and families can come for free and get beautiful clothing. And the issue we were talking about, winter clothes, which you solved that too. You're a problem solver, Linda. That's amazing. So,
well, Spirit of Giving has given me many good connections. And again, that's word of mouth, and we all work together. So I heard about this other organization from another member of Spirit of Giving. So it's worked out well. It's worked out really well.
It's all about networking and connections, isn't it?
Yes.
To make a community come together.
Yes.
And it does feel good to give, you know. But I think, like you're saying, the time consumption there is sorting out the clothes, because maybe we're not cognizant about what we're giving sometimes. We're just giving it. But maybe the thought, too, about, well, these are teens in high school in Florida.
But clothing that we don't use for one reason or another, as I said, we send some to Haiti. We've sent clothes to Cuba. And then now we finally have an outlet for the winter clothes.
Right here.
Which is great, yeah.
So do you have anyone on staff? It's you. Who's working over there? You?
Me, my sister, Nancy Goldstein. I have a good friend, Judy File, who helps. And various other volunteers from time to time. But I could really use people to help sort out the clothes by size, by gender. And
do you need hangers?
No, Kohl's gave us hangers.
Oh.
the hangers Fantastic. That they don't use. Kohl's has given us quite a bit, and Dillard's has given us quite a bit of hangers. I have hangers. They're all black. They're all, you know, it's very store-like. Everything is sized properly and, you know, small, medium, large. And we go, as I say, up to from size 0 to size 26.
Wow. Or, do you need bigger, like smaller sizes, bigger sizes?
Women's larger clothes, especially plus-size prom dresses, are very difficult to get. And men's small shirts are very difficult to get. Those are the two things that we always need. Of course, we always need gym shoes for both boys and girls.
And we were talking a little bit about earlier about the intern.
Yes.
Tell us more about that, and maybe hopefully there's a young person listening that could give you a call. So we need your phone number and what exactly that would look like.
Well, what I'm looking for someone who can reach the kids who need us. And I think a younger person would be more in touch with the younger people and know how to do that. My phone number is 561-843-4228. I also have an email at coolclothescloset@gmail.com. And we have a website, coolclothescloset.org.
Wonderful. So a young person, I'm thinking like even somebody in high school, maybe Boynton Beach High School.
Definitely.
Or Delray High
Definitely.
School.
Yes.
And they could get community service hours.
Yes,
for,
definitely.
For helping you,
yes.
You know, volunteer.
We are a bona fide 501(c). We can give the service hours.
And that's great because a lot of times young people, you know, they need the hours to graduate, but not that many opportunities as a young person to volunteer.
Yes. I can also use the young people to help me decide which
yeah.
clothing to hang and
sorting
and which clothing, you know, that young people just wouldn't use.
That's so much that yeah. would be, that would be fun.
Yeah.
You
it,
know, right there.
It
or
actually
helping
is
you collecting.
It actually is. It can be a lot of fun.
Well, if anybody's out there, I know a lot of moms and dads would like to have their child out volunteering, so I'm sure they're going to be calling you. My son Johnny would be great at this, and then get him over there. But that makes sense, doesn't
yes,
it? The connection.
Yes, definitely.
I like that idea very much.
And it's good for young people to give, too.
To learn about that.
Absolutely.
It's critical.
Absolutely.
You know, for our world to be a better place, they have to know that it's not all about them.
Right.
You know, giving back is a cool thing.
Yes.
You know, as well. And,
yes.
And what about funding? Do you need, how do you get funding in terms of?
Well, we are funded by the Foxman Family Foundation.
Okay, that's right, what you mentioned. Yeah.
As far as the rent, and then the clothes are donated.
And no overhead in terms of staff, because you're all volunteers.
Right, no one is paid. Everything is absolutely free, always.
Oh, it must feel so good, too.
Yes. Yes. There was one girl that I can think of. I heard that she only had jeans to wear, and the high school wouldn't allow them to wear jeans. So every day she would go to school, and they would send her to, I guess they had some clothes closet, and they would give her some pair of pants that she just hated. And it got to the point where she stopped going to school. So the worker brought her to our store. We fixed her up and got her some things that she really enjoyed wearing, and she was back in school after that.
I mean, you probably don't even know, Linda. I bet you obviously you don't know the impact of Cool Clothes Closet. There's probably so many more stories like that that you probably don't even know that your organization has made such a difference.
Well, I've gotten some emails and some hugs. I get a lot of hugs.
Hugs. Oh.
Yeah.
It's worth it just for
it
that,
is.
Right?
It is.
No money can replace a hug.
Right, right.
My gosh, that is just... And your sister, she's, you know, you're working there together, so I'm sure she's enjoying this giving back
yes,
as well.
Yes, I really couldn't do it without her, that's for sure.
She sounds awesome.
Yeah.
We'll have to bring her on here, too.
Okay.
Yay, sister love. But isn't it interesting? I mean, just from the court system, and then... You know, there's a reason that you went there that day or were involved in that because it led you to this.
Yes,
don't you think?
I have no experience whatsoever in anything remotely like this.
What did you do before?
Like, I was a court reporter. Chicago.
In Chicago.
Cook County court system.
Do they still do court reporters?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes, definitely.
So that has obviously nothing to do with cool clothes.
Nothing to do with that, nothing with marketing. And as I said, I started this with a partner who has since passed away, and he was actually supposed to be doing all the outreach and the marketing and all of that. And then he actually got very sick when we very first opened. So I sort of had to start learning to do that and networking and putting myself out, which is something that I've never really done before.
Yeah, because a court reporter, you can kind of hide.
Right,
down
I'm
there
just
in the court.
Taking
just
down
typing.
What other people's
yeah,
words.
You don't have to do anything. You're just
right.
typing there. And not don't have to do anything, but,
right.
you know, in terms of, you know, like something like today, like just talking to people
right.
and being out there
right.
and asking.
Very outside the scope. Whew. Very outside the scope of what I used to do.
Yeah, and doing the ask, right?
Yes.
Like, do you have any clothing or, you know,
yes.
all these things?
Well, I've learned to be a little bolder than I used to be.
Good. So
yeah.
good has come to you, too, in
yeah.
terms
oh, definitely.
Of right?
definitely.
Changing your life. And
absolutely. Absolutely.
Giving
has
you
changed
a purpose.
My life. Yes.
Oh, that's Linda. So we need to call you at 561-843-4228, community. And her website is coolclothescloset.org and Gmail at coolclothescloset@gmail.com.
Right.
So easy to remember. Get out there, everyone, and bring your clothes in to Linda and help her with social media. Thank you so much
Thank
for being
you.
With us today.
Thank you so much.
All the best to you.
Enjoyed it.
Great.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service of the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. And tune in again next week for the Forum for Nonprofits. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.